The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And it's good to hear that Pullen Park's Holiday Express is returning to the calendar. The hugely popular event was canceled in 2020 because of COVID-19. Then last year it was canceled again, but this time it was because of a staff shortage. The return of the Holiday Express takes place December 1st through the 11th, and then December 13th through the 18th from 5 to 9:30 p.m. If your family is new to the Triangle, know in advance that tickets sell out quickly, very quickly. The event can sell out thousands of tickets in less than an hour. Holiday Express tickets go on sale November 10th at 9 a.m. through Raleigh's RecLink website. Again, the tickets go fast. Tickets are $15 each, but kids 12 months and younger are not required to have a ticket. Events this year include a train ride with holiday lights, Blizzard Boogie Dance Party, arts and crafts, inflatables and carnival games, a Santa appearance, the carousel, carolers, s'mores, and more. And volunteers are needed. And WRAL-TV's Night of Lights returns to Dix Park. It's November 19th through December 24th. All right, Carolina Performing Arts. And all performances start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Friday and Saturday, October 28th and 29th, Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company. What's the problem? The performances provoke the tension between belonging to a community and feeling of isolation that many feel during these divisive political times. Jones conceived this highly personal work in pursuit of the elusive we, including a cast of local community members. A deconstructed text from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, and Herman Melville's Moby Dick, takes place at Memorial Hall. Friday and Saturday, November 11th and 12th, Bobby Jean Smith, Broken Theater. A longtime CPA collaborator and choreographer, Bobby Jean Smith, presents Broken Theater, a new work that melds live dance theater, music, and cinematic beauty in partnership with New Dialect and the American Modern Opera Company. This also at Memorial Hall. Friday and Saturday, November 18th and 19th, it's David Newman and Marcella Murray for Advanced Beginner Group. Distances smaller than this are not confirmed. Together on the set of a TV talk show, Newman and Murray perform a masterfully layered staged conversation by mixing parts of Charlie Rose's 2000 interview with Octavia Butler with excerpts of their own years-long dialogue about race, alongside astronomical questions of scale and time, to make an unforgettable piece of devised theater on a spaceship with dances. This is at Current Art Space and Studio. Friday, December 2nd, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, featuring Diane Reeves with Samara Joy. Big Band Holidays. The evening will feature soulful renditions of holiday classics, playful improvisation, and entertaining storytelling. Enjoyed by audiences of all ages, these uplifting performances create lasting memories throughout the holiday season. And this is, again, at Memorial Hall. And Wednesday, December 7th, Emmanuel Gatt Dance, Love Train 2020. The work explores the intersections between choreography, music, audio, and visuals to move audiences and tell stories. Love Train 2020 is a choreographic ode to the sound and vibe of the 80s as embodied in the music of Tears for Fears with its utopic drive and epic groove. This at Memorial Hall. Okay, Duke performances. Again, all shows start at 8, unless noted. Sunday, October 30th, and I hope I get this right in the pronunciation, Mum and Chance, the group known for enchanting audiences across the world for a half century, is celebrating its past 50 years for taking audiences on a journey filled with imagination and poetry. They're putting on the most beloved sketches from the Swiss mime troupe's repertoire over the past 5 decades. The performance is at 7 o'clock at Page Auditorium. Saturday, November 5th, Danish String Quartet. This is part of the Chamber Arts Series for Duke Performances. Widely recognized as one of the world's greatest quartets and was named Musical America's 2020 Ensemble of the Year. By surrounding a Benjamin Britten piece with a pair of Mozart pieces, and then ending with the Intervoice Schumann Opus 41, number 3. They produce new contexts in which to hear the work of each of these composers. It is at Baldwin Auditorium. Sunday, November 6th. And again, I apologize if I'm not pronouncing this correctly. Okaija Afrozo, Ancestral Spirit. The artist weaves together cross-cultural influences to create hypnotic sonic landscapes. A multi-instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, and dancer, Afrozo hails from a family of musicians and storytellers from a fishing village on Ghana's west coast. Page Auditorium, and the performance starts at 7. Wednesday, November 9th, Odissi. DMV rapper and record producer Odissi realized early on that purpose and success are self-designated. He tackles the human condition with unwavering conviction and candor, merging elements of jazz, funk, and go-go into his hip-hop-rooted production, and this is at Motorco Music Hall. Saturday, November 12th, the Chompy Quartet. Duke's own Chompy Quartet features renowned members of the university's faculty for an intimate evening of classical music by American composers Anthony Kelly, Anna Wiesner, and Florence Price, and that's at Baldwin Auditorium. Sunday, November 13th, Fuse Duck, a live multimedia performance of light, sound, and movement. Conceived and produced by the Italian digital art studio Fuse, it will offer a one-of-a-kind experience. Each performance is unique because it is data-driven in real time and synthesized from 4 sources. This is at Page Auditorium, and it starts at 7. Saturday, December 3rd, is a Door String Quartet Chamber Art Series. Direct from winning the illustrious Banff International String Quartet competition in September, the Juilliard-trained Isidore String Quartet has secured a reputation as a quartet to watch. For their debut performances at Duke, they are exploring 3 composers' personal musical responses to moments of awakening in their lives, and this is at Baldwin Auditorium. Then Tuesday, December 6th, it's Talis Scholars Vocal Ensemble Series. The group is synonymous with expert performance of Renaissance music. They have won virtually every major music and choral award. Their recordings garner regular critical praise, and they still perform around 80 concerts a year. And this is at Duke Chapel. Performance starts at 7:30. All right, some of the area local performance venues. Garner Performing Arts Center. Garner Performing Arts Center, there. It is what it is. Friday, October 29th, New Blue, the North Carolina-based group blazes the trail in acoustic entertainment. Their sound pays tribute to traditional bluegrass roots with daring to include contemporary innovation. Concert starts at 7:30. Saturday, December 10th, Neuth's River Big Band. These North Carolina triangle-based artists will have your toes tapping during an unforgettable trip down memory lane, along with some of your favorite holiday tunes. Performances, there are two of them, one at 3, the other at 7:30. Holly Springs Cultural Center, Saturday, October 29th, it's Holly Fest. This annual family-friendly event celebrates Holly Springs and all the people, places, and services that the community has to offer, featuring local artists, businesses, food vendors, children's activities, and local entertainment. This free event is a Holly Springs tradition. It runs from 10 until 4 at Sugg Farm at Bass Lake. Friday, November 4th, Clean Comedy Series featuring Michelle Miller. Michelle is a North Carolinian, but her talent has taken her around the world. Her Southern roots still remain strong. Her quick wit and Southern charm are infectious, and audiences fall in love. She won Florida's Funniest Competition for 3 years and has been featured on Nick Mom's Night Out, Dr. Oz, and on the New Comedy Revolution DVD. Her program starts at 7:30. Then Saturday, November 12th, Stephen Freeman as Elvis concert. Stephen has written, produced, and starred in two plays about the life of Elvis Presley. Stephen and his tribute to Elvis band have opened for Charlie Daniels and Lee Brice, and in 2009, Stephen won the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest at Harrah's Cherokee Casino. Stephen was a finalist in the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest in Memphis for 3 consecutive years. That's Saturday, November 12th at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. The Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, the classical concert series, all performances on Sundays starting at 3. November 20th, they welcome pianist Anatoly Larkin and with his musical offering number 2. Other performances are January 22nd and March 19th. For the Jazz Live concert series, Sunday, November 6th at 3 with Lenore Raphael and friends. Also on the schedule for later this year, Infinity Ballet presents Hansel and Gretel, November 5th, and Dances of the Nutcracker, December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Also in December, Secret Santa, the musical, a choir room Christmas, and that's December 9, 10, and 11. All right, the Clayton Center, Saturday, November 5th, the Joshua Show. Described as a modern-day Mr. Rogers with hipster appeal, the Joshua Show inspires us to spread kindness, joy, and love in an attempt to make the world a happier place to live. Joshua Holden creates entertainment that evokes the feeling of joy in audiences of children and adults through live music, puppetry, physical comedy, and tap dancing. The Joshua Show is guaranteed to brighten your day and fill your children with warm fuzzies. The performance starts at 2 on Saturday, November 5th. Saturday, November 19th, the Clayton Center, the Karen's Comedy with Karen Morgan and Karen Mills. Get ready for a very funny night out with the right kind of Karens. National headlining comedians Karen Mills and Karen Morgan join together to bring you an evening of comedy filled with lots of laughter and zero toxic behavior. Their performance starts at 8 o'clock. Then coming up in early December at the Clayton Center, Heather Land Live. Comedian, author, and singer Heather Land tells it like it is with sarcasm and southern charm. Practically overnight, Heather burst through the clutter of the online world with her hilarious and witty videos, which have garnered more than 300 million views. Her show, December 9th at 7:30. Okay, in Cary, we've got Friday, October 28th, the Pumpkin Flotilla at Bond Park. Each October, pumpkins set sail across the Bond Park Lake at twilight, that's around 6:30, accompanied by local music, snacks, and Halloween activities. Bring a pumpkin approximately the size of a soccer ball that weighs around 8 pounds after it's carved. Mini or extra large pumpkins cannot be accepted for the flotilla. Then find a spot along the edge of the lake and watch as the jack-o'-lanterns float by in Cary's only pumpkin flotilla. That's Friday, October 28th. Friday and Saturday, November 4th and 5th, it's the Old North State Storytelling Festival. Events are held at the Cary Theater. Performances start Friday at 7, and then there are three shows on Saturday at 10, 1:30, and 7. Okay, December 21st and 22nd, and again, December 28th and 29th, the Motown Sound of Christmas. The Town of Cary and Pure Life Theater Company join together again to produce a wonderful Motown experience. The Motown Sounds of Christmas has a new script with new selections of Motown music that celebrates the holidays and Motown. Performances at 7:30, and this is at the Cary Arts Center. Okay, upcoming Marvelous Music Main Stage Series at the Cary Arts Center. These are 7:30 performances. Friday, November 18th, it's the Sons of Serendip. The group creates beautiful music through the use of harp, piano, cello, and voice. This Billboard-charting quartet is gaining popularity by offering fresh interpretations of popular music with unique instrumentation. Saturday, March 18th, Take 3. Friday, April 21st, Croce Plays Croce. And Saturday, May 20th, Reese Palmer. And that's all the part of the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series. Then, of course, there's the Family Series. Friday and Saturday, December 16th and 17th, Cary Ballet Company presents the Nutcracker Suite. During this one-hour spectacular, enjoy a delightful, condensed, narrated version of the holiday classic, The Nutcracker, in addition to a mini ballet demonstration staged by Cary Ballet Company's artistic director, Maria Elena Ruiz. Then one other on the Marvelous Music Family Series, Saturday, April 15th, Bright Star Touring Theater presents The Little Mermaid. Okay, Red Hat Theater in downtown Raleigh. Friday, October 28th, it's Band Together with Turnpike Troubadours. And then November 19th through January 16th, it's The Rink. Come and enjoy the thrill of ice skating in a winter wonderland created in the heart of downtown Raleigh. The rink, presented by UNC Health, features a natural ice skating rink with stunning views of the Raleigh skyline. Here's some of the activities to enjoy. Of course, the Winter Wonderland-themed ice rink, cozy stations with lounging furniture and heat warmers, fire pits to warm up, a 20-foot decorated Christmas tree, a holiday photo op area, snack bar, and themed nights. That's November 19th through January 16th at Red Hat Theater. Okay, Raleigh Little Theater, right now they're in the midst of the surprising story of the three little pigs, and that's going on through October 30th. Then December 2nd through the 18th, Cinderella. This holiday tradition returns for the 38th year. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. Again, that's December 2nd through the 18th, Cinderella, Raleigh Little Theater. The second half of the current season includes Blood Wedding, a folk tragedy, January 27th through February 12th. Fancy Nancy, the musical, March 17th through the 26th. My Wonderful Birthday Suit, May 5th through the 21st. And Hands on a Hard Body, June 2nd through the 18th. All right, looking at the local clubs, let's start out with the lineup for the Ritz. And most shows do start at 8 o'clock. Saturday, October 29th, Nico Moon, Coastin' Tour. Friday, November 4th, Shrek Rave. This is an 18+. Saturday, November 5th, Nothing But Anthems, the NCCU Homecoming 21+. Sunday, November 6th, Wizard Fest. Friday, November 11th, Silver Sun Pickups, the Physical Thrills Tour. Saturday, November 12th, Day Glow, People in Motion Tour. Okay, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Thursday, October 27th, Elliot Bronson with Dylan Ennis at 8. Friday, October 28th, Dr. Bacon and the Fritz. Show starts at 9. Saturday, October 29th, Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle at 9. Sunday, October 30th, Cord Lund with Lauren Morrow at 8. Tuesday, November 1st, Deliriant Nerve with Goat Choker, Slug Salter, and Basura. That's all at 8. Wednesday, November 2nd, Bumpin' Uglies with Sons of Paradise and Joey Harkham at 7:30. Thursday, November 3rd, By George and Easy Honey with Late Notice starts at 8. Friday, November 4th, Blue-Footed Boobies with Pink Beds, and that starts at 9. Saturday, November 5th, Tribute Show with Deep Six, which is Pearl Jam, with Nirvani, a Nirvana tribute, and Sick Man, Alice in Chains tribute. That all starts at 8 o'clock. Sunday, November 6th, Saving Vice with RVNT, Drake Wake, and Caldera at 8 o'clock. Monday, November 7th, Bulldozer, 40 Years of Wrath, Deceased, Aries Kingdom, and Demiser. Concert all starts at 8. Tuesday, November 8th, Nine Treasures with Haitian, Defile the Crown, and Happy Hour Homicide. That starts at 7. Wednesday, November 9th, the Mother Tongue Tour with Soul Messiah and special guests at 9. Thursday, November 10th, Irada with Crystal Spiders and Solace at 8. Friday, November 11th, Joshua Ray Walker with Margot Silker at 9. Saturday, November 12th, HR and Bad Brains, and that starts at 9. And Sunday, November 13th, Waiting on Mongo with Def Andrews and the Logan Whaley Band. Their show starts at 8. And finally, the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. We start off Friday, October 28th, Butch Walker. It's About Damn Tour 2022 with Aaron Lee Tajan at 8 o'clock. Saturday, October 29th. Halloween Harvest Ball featuring Matt Stell, Elvie Shane, Chase Beckham, and Jason Adamo. That show starts at 8. Sunday, October 30th, Bring Out Your Dead at 8. Friday, November 4th, Cosmic Charlie at 9. Saturday, November 5th, 49 Winchester at 8:30. Wednesday, November 9th, Todd Snyder with special guest Tommy Prine at 8 o'clock. Thursday, November 10th, Tropodelic with Mike Pinto, and that show starts at 8:30. Friday, November 11th, William Clark Green with Ben Chapman at 8 o'clock. Saturday, November 12th, pardon me, Short of Straw with Stone Whiskey, and that show starts at 9. And Sunday, November 13th, St. Lucia, Utopia Tour 2022, and that starts at 8. PNC Arena. Thursday, November 3rd, Reba McEntire, special guest Terry Clark. Sunday, November 13th at PNC Arena, Adam Sandler live. Thursday, December 1st, Chris Tomlin and Mercy Me. Wednesday through Sunday, December 7th through the 11th, Disney on Ice presents Frozen and Encanto. And then Wednesday, December 14th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Now, if you have any comments or questions, you can give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.